for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. It's still fall fire season, and crews are working to contain a blaze in Shenandoah County. Governor Youngkin unveils a new comprehensive online resource designed to support the state's veterans. And voter turnout in rural parts of Virginia last week was larger than many Democrats expected, while fewer voters showed up in Democratic-leaning cities. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, November 12th. Fire crews are working to contain a wildfire in the area of Elizabeth Furnace. That's near Fort Valley in Shenandoah County. WHSV reports that since Friday, the fire has spread across almost 190 acres. Fire officials say that the fire is now about 75% contained, and parts of the area in the George Washington National Forest remain closed. Fall fire season lasts through November. Governor Glenn Youngkin on Monday unveiled a new comprehensive online resource designed to support the state's veterans, transitioning service members, and their families. The Virginia Mercury reports that the Virginia Veterans Network, or VVN, will consolidate hundreds of organizations and services into a single portal, providing veterans with streamlined access to disability benefits, job opportunities, medical and legal services, education and training, and peer support. It's also designed to make it easier for veterans and their families to schedule appointments with the Virginia Department of Veterans Services and to access free federal, state, and local benefits. Go to vesa.dvs.virginia.gov for more information. Well, finally today, voter turnout in rural parts of Virginia last week was larger than many Democrats expected. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has the numbers.
In some of the most remote parts of rural Virginia, turnout in the election was 80% of registered voters. That's a rural red wave that built on Governor Glenn Youngkin's success in rural Virginia back in 2021. Karen Holt at Virginia Tech says Republicans have found a winning message in the least populated areas.
These are people that may have felt not listened to, left out, and losing some of the economic development wins that others have experienced. And so I think those things put together, as well as a sense nationally, that there is a sense among a range of people that live in less densely populated areas that they're just not being listened to.
Mark Rozelle is dean of the Schar School at George Mason University, and he says this election is an indication that the rules of politics are changing.
The conventional wisdom in Virginia elections that if you can command the urban corridor, you had a very strong chance of winning while losing most of the rest of the state. But now looking at these turnout numbers in the rural areas of the state, I think candidates have to rethink their strategies.
If Democrats want to rethink their strategy, they'll need to do it quickly. The primary for governor is 7 months away. Michael Pope.
And Cardinal News reports that data from the Virginia Public Access Project show that turnout in Democratic-leaning localities, such as Portsmouth and Norfolk, fell by about 10 percentage points in this year's election compared to 2020. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Tuesday.